So if everyone can return to your post-it.
To the post-it.
Return to your post-it. Whichever the post-it was that you wrote on, return to that post-it. Because then we will do the switch. But nobody saw a house party, I guess. Everybody, please return to your post-it. UU Urban Ministry, City Strings, Aphrodisiacity. Let's see, Black Market. All right. So, yeah, back to you. Return to your post-it. So now that you are standing at your post-it, please move. There you go. Please move two post-its down with the check marks. So there might be one. Do we have all of the organizations here? Okay, just that one. Actually, if I just take this off, just move two to your right. Two clockwise. So you're at me. I am at Roxbury Open Studios. There you go. Okay. We don't have anyone at the Abrea. Would you mind being Roxbury International Film Festival? Can you read that one? Thank you. And can we get Danny? Can you stand at UU Urban Ministry? Okay, so I will go first. I'll go first. So everyone, can we get the hands raised for those at the Roxbury Open Studios? Okay, everyone, that, and I'm gonna model how we're gonna do this. So that is Marisa Luz. Marissa, raise your hand. And Darlene Smart, and Roxbury Open Studios is an artist-run organization focused on providing local artists with opportunities to sell and exhibit their work, build community with other artists, gain new skills and knowledge, and preserve the history of the arts movement in Roxbury and its cultural assets. So welcome to the Roxbury Open Studios. I'm going to hand this over to Daniel.
All right. I am reading for AIR, which is the Artist Initiative for Revolution. It is a Boston-based collective of BIPOC artists. The mission is to activate emerging artists in service to advance justice and sustainability through art, culture, and creative learning experiences. Convenings at the intersection of intercultural exchange. And their three main initiatives are Culture Nights, Artivism Student Projects, and Creative Ambition.
Representatives?
Danny Rivera!
I'm representing Black Market, founder Kai Grant, and our pillars are being a gathering space, socioeconomic launchpad, artistic hub, cultural keepers, placemakers, and the mission of the organization is to help close the 247,500,000 wealth gap and reignite the creative economy in Roxbury.
Thank you kindly. Excuse me, Ms. Khan. I'm sorry, I am high from coffee. Okay, so I'm reading for Roxbury International Film Festival, and I'm using my theater voice so you can all hear me. Allison Simmons, co-director, RIFF, Lisa Simmons, she's here in spirit, and she's the founder and artistic director. So a little bit about Roxbury International Film Festival, the largest film festival in New England, celebrating people of color for 25 years. It's provocative, entertaining, fiercely independent. They elevate and support and celebrate films by and about people of color. June 21st, 2022, they had a focus on filmmakers, and there were 60 plus films. And what does that say? Many collaborators.
I'm just gonna help.
Thank you.
My mother always said nobody could read my writing. Okay, and then we do year-round screenings, and we collaborate with on a series called The Healing Arts, which is with the Wellness Collaborative, and shared stories with the Asian American and Latino Film Festival. And there's much, much more.
Woo! Thank you. Page Academy. Page Academy is an African-centered educational institution. I must say that it's been around for 50-plus years. Educating all children, infants, 3 months, through sixth grade, 12 years. Page Academy was founded in 1970 as an offshoot of the Black Ghetto Theater Company to provide an excellent academic and cultural education to inner city families and their children. Using the value system of the Nguzo Saba of Kwanzaa, unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith, we hope to continue our purpose long after the death of our initial 8 founders. Ashe. Dr. Angela Cook, Brother Joe Cook.
My 27, almost 28-year-old went to Page Academy.
Yes! Same, 2 of my sons as well.
Can I keep this? Okay, great. Okay, we have the W's? The U. The Union U Urban Ministry Unit House. Yeah, yes, come help me. I don't have as much confidence as the person who wrote it.
So, I didn't write it.
Who wrote it?
I didn't write it.
I can sell anything. Let me do it. Housed at the First Church in Roxbury and John Elliott Square, the Urban Ministry's mission is to work across race and place to dismantle racism and white supremacy culture, to advance racial, economic, and social justice. And these programs include the Roxbury Youth After School Program. They have a shelter for survivors of domestic violence, and they have tours and career development to help people advance in the fight for justice. Oh, yes. Bathia Israel, who is the Community Engagement and Tours Coordinator. Oh, what?
Bithia.
I'm sorry. Bithia, my apologies. Okay.
Thank you for pronouncing that for absolutely me. Now I have to do it. Okay, this is City Strings United, Bithia Israel, President and CEO. Thank you for the pronunciation. I was waiting for that. Our mission is to promote youth development in historically excluded communities through access to high-quality student-centered music education and ensemble performance. We provide free cello, ensemble, and keyboard classes at 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury. We currently serve 35 youth, providing inspiring performance experiences since 2012.
Okay. So this is Aphrodisiacity?
Productions LLC.
Aphrodisiacity, is that right? Okay, thank you.
Olasco?
Is the creative director, ADC, regional event and consulting company, based in Boston's Mass for the past 10 years, specializing in live entertainment, professional networking, and other value-added community events. They do festivals, building partnerships, cultural innovation, and social justice.
Yeah.
Okay, Community Music Center of Boston, Lacolian Washington, Executive Director. CMCB is the largest outside provider of arts education in BPS, Boston Public Schools. We also have one of the largest community music schools in America. Additionally, we have music therapy programs around the city in places such as Goodwill and Smart from the Start. We are over 112 years old and have scholarship opportunities for interested young people and adults. We also have a youth employment program in the arts in collaboration with the City of Boston.
Thank you.
You sure have.
Yeah.
You won't have again.
Okay, so I guess great last release. Create and Record, a multimedia production company by Daniel Callahan. His services provide graphic design, film, video, photography, web design, front end, and creative consulting. Use multimedia to move minds and help clients connect to their core constituents in impactful and attractive ways.
Thank you. Okay, so everyone can go back to your seats now. A little bit of musical chairs, but we're not finished because there's going to be more. So we'll do this part really fast. There's a couple of questions so we can reflect on what that was like. Raise your hand if you were familiar with all of these organizations before you walked in the room today. That's what I'm talking about. Right? Yeah. How many of you have worked closely with more than two of the organizations in the room? More than three? More than four? All right. So that's good because. Yeah, no, let's go, Kai. Yeah, that's right. All right, well, I'm not going to go any higher because you're the only person standing. Oh, let's go. Five, six, let's go. Okay, but Kai was still up. Kai was still up. Oh yeah, we're working on it. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's good. So that's the. I think that's one of the. I think we've already found a potential value add for RCD is to be able to facilitate these types of collaborations between organizations like the ones that are in the room right now. What did you learn? Did you learn anything about like what is here? Is there something that you thought was a gap in Roxbury that you've now realized is no longer a gap? Because I know for me, I know I found that out. I didn't know that there were community music schools in Roxbury until I found Hamilton Garrett about 3 weeks ago. And Hamilton Garrett is like four blocks away from where I live. And I had no idea that it was there. The only reason I knew is because I had a board member for Hamilton Garrett who's a neighbor of mine. That's the only reason I actually found out about the place. So did you see anything that you thought was a gap in this neighborhood that you now realize isn't? Anyone see anything like that? I see you nodding your head over there, Bithia.
Yes, Daniel's company, yes, with like brand development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Anything, anyone see anything else? Oh, well, good. So at least folks here know that the assets exist in the community, because now we'll take a little bit of time to play. This is table one. table 2, and table 3. So please find your group and be seated at that table. Group 1, is somebody missing? Did I mess it up?
No, okay.
Okay. Group 1, group 2, group 3. And I'm going to put a post-it on each of your tables. Oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're going to be sort of just grabbed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, actually, we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this for about 20 minutes. And then after, because I'm just taking the time lower, and then after we finish this, then people go grab food. It's a slide. It'll say break.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to put this on your table. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Oops. If I can put this right here so that you all have something to write on. Oops, I'm sorry, excuse me. Okay, does everyone have a marker? No, it's not the test. Okay, I was gonna say. Please don't feel like that. You make my nerves bad talking about this is a test. Everyone's in a group. How many do we have here? Can I borrow one person from here to be over there? To do what? You're like, nah, I sat down already. Yeah, if you don't mind. Oh, are you? Okay. Do you have 4? one, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, can we just get one person? No, you did not win. You might say no.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to make sure there's even. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so here is your charge. Everybody has a responsibility of at least trying to learn enough about the people at your table and enough about the organizations that they represent to come up with a project that you all could potentially do together, utilizing the skills and talents and resources and assets of all of the people and organizations that you are seated with, all right? And then once you have done that, you will describe your project in 3 sentences, and your 3 sentences should make it clear how each individual organization is part of the project. Okay, so you got 3 sentences. It's gonna require you to talk a little bit and summarize it in 3 sentences, okay? Then you'll write a sentence that describes who benefits from your project. So one sentence that names who benefits. And then you will have 2 more sentences where you are describing what do you need? All right? What do you need to make this project happen? Now, everybody's probably gonna say about 10 million, but I would recommend we will assume that you have 10 million already. All right? Because people say that money is always an issue. I disagree. It's all the time. I mean, completely. Sometimes it's just a personnel issue. It's not always a money issue. So let's say that you have the resource, the financial resources to do the thing. So what else do you need? All right? So you have a total of 6 sentences. Total of 6. 3 that describes your project. 1 that describes who benefits. And 2 more that describe what you need. What would you need to make this thing viable? And you will have about 20 minutes to come up with your project. I will stop talking, go, and I'll start the timer now.